I just completed a book called Searching for Sunday by Rachel Held Evans. I have fallen in love with her as a writer. I recommend her greatly. She blogs. That's how she really got her start. But she's so worth a read. She tells the story. Let me back up and just say that she organizes the book around the sacraments. And so each sacrament is a section of the book, and then there's chapters under each section. This one is from the section about communion, Lord's Supper. Michael Curry was bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of North Carolina, and he's the one that tells this story. This dates back to the 1940s. One Sunday, a young woman who had just become an Episcopalian, just become a member, invited her boyfriend to go to worship with her. Both of them were African American, but the church they attended was all white, so they were a minority in that church. And it was right in the heart of segregated South, North Carolina. The young man waited in the pews while the congregation went forward to receive communion, anxious because he noticed that everyone in the congregation was drinking from the same chalice. He had never seen black people and white people drink from the same water fountain, much less the same cup. His eye stayed on his girlfriend as, after receiving the bread, she waited for the cup. Finally, the priest lowered it to her lips and said, as he had to all the others, "The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve thy body and soul into eternal life." The man, the boyfriend, who had been watching all of this, decided that any church where black and white drank from the same cup had discovered something powerful that he wanted to be part of. That couple that went to that 1940s church were the parents of Bishop Curry that told the story. So you can see that the role that their faith played in his life and his coming to faith. Communion, Bishop Curry says, is a sacrament of unity that overcomes even the deepest estrangements between human beings. Don't you wish our country participated in communion today? Well, Richard Beck, this is Rachel Held Evans still writing, but she quotes Richard Beck, who I've told you about in the past. Richard Beck is a psychologist who writes about theology. And he says, "Participation in the Lord's Supper is an inherently moral act. In the first century church and in our own time, people who would never have associated with each other in the larger society sit as equals around the Lord's table. The Eucharist, therefore, is not simply a symbolic expansion of the moral circle. The Lord's Supper becomes a profoundly subversive political event in the lives of the participants. The sacrament brings real people divided in the larger world into sweaty, intimate, flesh and blood embrace where there should be no difference between them and the rest." I really love that phrase. It is a profoundly subversive event. You want to subvert the awfulness in our world. You want to go underneath it and behind it and create moral order and chaos to the awfulness of our world. Participate in Lord's Supper. Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful that you have given us this simple meal. And so now as we prepare for it, as we think about it, we pray that you will excite us and help us to be aware of all the ones sitting around us. Help us to realize in a profound way that it's not a solo act, but a community act that we're about to participate in. In Jesus' name, amen.